This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Wednesday, March 22nd, AD 2017. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Senate Judiciary Committee hearings for Supreme Court nominee Neil Gorsuch continued yesterday on the question of abortion. Chairman and Republican Senator Charles Grassley asked about Gorsuch's position on the Roe v. Wade decision.
Well, let's go to a kind of a more controversial issue. I think the case that most people are thinking about right now and the case that every nominee gets asked about, Roe v. Wade, can you tell me whether Roe was decided correctly?
Senator, again, I would tell you that Roe versus Wade, decided in 1973, is a precedent in the United States Supreme Court. It has been reaffirmed. The reliance interest considerations are important there. It was reaffirmed in Casey in 1992 and in several other cases. So a good judge will consider it as precedent of the United States Supreme Court, worthy as treatment of precedent like any other.
More on the committee hearing after the newscast. Christians in the Philippines are concerned about a rise in Islamic extremism in the country. A local church leader who wished to remain anonymous told the World Watch Monitor, quote, "The villagers, Christian or not, are all in fear. At night, the Islamists coerce men into going to the mosques. Some men have never been seen again," unquote. The Islamic State has been making inroads in the Philippines since jihadist group Abu Sayyaf declared allegiance in 2015. President Rodrigo Duterte made it clear that he's determined to crack down on the Islamic State's presence in the country, but he's also admitted to having relatives who might have pledged allegiance to the group. While warning journalists and Christian leaders to stop speaking out about anti-Christian violence in Nigeria, Africa, the government this week has also ordered the cancellation of a day of prayer and national mourning for slain Christians killed by Muslim Fulani herdsmen, reports the Morning Star News. The North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un released a fiery 3-minute propaganda video with scenes including troops blowing up a U.S. Navy aircraft carrier and bomber, reports Fox News. The fictional footage depicted North Korean troops destroying the USS Carl Vinson and a U.S. B-51 bomber just moments later. President Donald Trump arrived on Capitol Hill on Monday morning with a stern message for Republicans who've been wobbly about passing the Republican version of Obamacare. "Give me your vote, or you may lose your seat," reports Politico.com. He warned that if Republicans don't pass the bill, quote, "I honestly think many of you will lose your seats in 2018 if you don't get this done," unquote. But while he's summoned lawmakers to the White House before, his decision to come to Congress's turf is a sign of how significant the impending vote is for his fledgling administration. Target is in major denial, reports the Christian Post. Despite news of its shares plunging last month as a result of nearly 1.5 million Christians signing a boycott pledge organized by the American Family Association over its pro-transgender bathroom policy, Target claims, quote, "We've seen no material impact to the business based on the bathroom policy," unquote. Reuters reported that Target's shares sank 12.1% to $58.79, their biggest one-day percentage drop since 2008. Brooke Poston announced on her blog, This Modest Mom, that she has canceled her family's $6,000 trip to Disney World and boycotted the company over what she sees as its aggressive promotion of the homosexual agenda after Disney announced that its live-action version of Beauty and the Beast would include an exclusively gay moment, reports the Christian Post. She wrote, quote, "Disney is targeting our youth like they're aiming at big game on a corporate hunting trip. They are banking on corrupting the purity of a child's mind for the 1%. I cannot be silent," unquote. So far, 135,000 parents have signed her petition to boycott Disney. And finally, please pray for theologian and missionary Paul Washer, who suffered a heart attack last night. Thankfully, he is in stable condition. Look for updates on the Heart Cry Facebook page. May the Lord guide his doctors and heal his body. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, March 22nd in the year of our Lord, 2017. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. As promised now, more details on the Gorsuch hearings before the Senate Judiciary Committee, including questions on litmus tests for judges. Senator Grassley introduced the question.
Anyone make any promises or assurances at all about your view on certain legal issues or the way that you'd rule in certain cases?
Senator, I think you'd be reassured by the process that unfolded. I try to live under a shell during the campaign season, watch baseball and football, go about my business. But I did hear lots of talk of litmus tests from all around. It was in the air. And I don't believe in litmus tests for judges. I wasn't about to become party to such a thing. And I am here to report that you should be reassured, because no one in the process, from the time I was contacted with an expression of interest for a potential interview to the time I was nominated, no one in that process, Mr. Chairman, asked me for any commitments, any kind of promises about how I'd rule in any kind of case.
And that's the way it should be.
Senator Grassley also asked Judge Gorsuch about the 1965 Griswold v. Connecticut decision.
What about Griswold, which was decided a few years before Roe, the case where the court found constitutional right to privacy? Can you tell me your views on Griswold?
Senator, it's a precedent that's now 50 years old. Griswold involved the right of married couples to use contraceptive devices in the privacy of their own home. The reliance interests are obvious. It's been repeatedly reaffirmed. All very important factors, again, in analyzing precedent.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina asked pointed questions about Roe v. Wade.
Had you ever met President Trump personally?
Not until my interview.
In that interview, did he ever ask you to overrule Roe v. Wade?
No, Senator.
What would he have done if he'd asked?
Senator, I would have walked out the door. It's not what judges do. Okay. They don't do it at that end of Pennsylvania Avenue, and they shouldn't do it at this end either, respectfully.
And Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein, who voted against the confirmation of Justice Samuel Alito and Chief Justice John Roberts, weighed in on the 1973 Supreme Court abortion case as well in her introductory remarks.
Roe ensured that women and their doctors will decide what's best for their care, not politicians. President Trump repeatedly promised that his judicial nominees would be pro-life and, quote, automatically, end quote, overturn Roe v. Wade. His writings do raise questions. Specifically, he wrote that he believes there are no exceptions to the principle that, quote, the intentional taking of a human life by private persons is always wrong, end quote. This language has been interpreted by both pro-life and pro-choice organizations to mean he would overturn Roe.
Senator Feinstein addressed the Roe v. Wade case directly with Judge Gorsuch.
Since we're on Roe, I well recall the time we spent in my office, and we talked about precedent, and in my opening remarks, I indicated that if anything had super precedent, Roe did in terms of the numbers. Here's why it becomes of concern. The president said that he would appoint someone who would overturn Roe. You pointed out to me that you viewed precedent in a serious way in that it added stability to the law.
Part of the value of precedent, it has lots of value. It has value in and of itself because it's our history. But it also has an instrumental value in this sense. It adds to the determinacy of law. What was once a hotly contested issue is no longer a hotly contested issue. We move forward.
One other question.
Sure.
Do you view Roe as having super precedent?
Well, Senator, super precedent is a
in numbers, 44.
It has been reaffirmed many times. I can say that. Yes.
Yes, dozens.
While some pro-lifers have expressed concern about Gorsuch's remarks before the Senate Judiciary Committee, others recognize that he is not taking the liberal bait. This has been a special report on the Senate Judiciary Committee hearings on Judge Neil Gorsuch for the Supreme Court. I'm Adam McManus. If you want the right worldview for your news, you'll want the right worldview for your children's education. That's why we've produced the Worldviews in Conflict curriculum for your teens. It's a curriculum that will equip them to engage the war of the worlds. Check it out at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com.